The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 15th. Today's word is lamster, spelled L-A-M-S-T-E-R. Lamster is a noun that means a fugitive, especially from the law. Here's the word used in a sentence from A House Is Not a Home by Polly Adler. After the Vivian Gordon furor died down, I began to think of going home. I needed money, I was bored with Miami, and tired of living the life of a lamster. Lamsters, as a class, are probably as old as the law from which they flee, but the term lamster didn't sneak into our language until the early 1900s, less than 10 years after the appearance of the earliest known evidence of the noun lamb, meaning sudden or hurried flight, especially from the law, as in the phrase on the lam. Lam is spelled L-A-M. Both words have an old verb relation, though. Lam has meant to beat soundly or to strike or thrash since the late 16th century, and consequently gave us our verb lambast. But in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, it developed another meaning, to flee hastily. The origins of the verb are obscure, but etymologists suggest that it is Scandinavian in origin and akin to the Old Norse word lemja, meaning to thrash. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.